Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 38 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, February 25th, 2010, from high atop the 90-meter Olympic ski jump at the Vancouver Olympic Games. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. As always, for those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program. And welcome. Welcome to Hinky Dinky Time Radio for the last week of February. Let's commemorate Black History Month because it is February. And I'm vamping for time right now because I'm restarting my media player. You probably heard those audible dropouts during the Olympic anthem. And it is Olympic week. I hope some of you tuned in to watch the United States women's Olympic team win the silver medal today. Win the silver medal by losing a hockey game. It is a very strange way to go about it.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day.
Where else?
Well, the dropouts aren't gone after restarting that server. Let's try if we play over here and see if we can resurrect a little bit of clean music. It is Olympics time of year of the quadrennial event. And these are the Olympics, and this is Big Boy Pete. You know, my dad asks, I guess it got to be 8:30 where he is, earlier than it got to be 8:30 where I am, and he asks, what is this? Well, he used a word that wasn't stuff, but I'll say stuff. What is this stuff? And if he was tuned into the pre-show, what he was listening to was an episode of The Shadow, Lamont Cranston. That was old-time radio drama. I would have thought that it would have been me asking him what that was, not the other way around, but you never can tell. And we just heard Big Boy Pete by the Olympics from 1960. I'm from 1960. That's kind of a coincidence. This is Charlie Barnett and his orchestra from much earlier than 1960. This is The Wrong Idea.
Slappy Habit's coming up here to sing one for y'all. Come on up here, Slappy.
Listen, folks, throughout the land, when you hear this kind of band, we don't think that they're so grand, 'cause this is the wrong idea. The kind of band on which we frown is this kind, 'cause they bring you down. They think they're hot 'cause they go to town. This is the wrong idea. Don't play it good, just play it cute, and make it root-toot-toot-toot. Doesn't do any good to get hep, so swing and sweat with Charlie Barnett. Many ideas will come and go, but this is one thing you ought to know, that this kind of stuff is going to go. This is the wrong idea.
Yes, indeedy. That might bear a little bit of an explanation. Charlie Barnett was a great musician. The Charlie Barnett Band was a terrific band. Charlie turned from swing to bebop very early on. He was on board that train quite early. But the thing is, Charlie was the heir to a fortune, and he did not need to make a living at music. So he retired from music at a relatively young age. And because he did not... He was kind of spoiled and didn't have to kowtow to the marketplace, as you might say. He took a dim view of bands that played pandering, smooth swing music. And when The Wrong Idea was him parodying that style and kind of slamming the Guy Lombardos and the rest of those folks, because he was kind of hardcore into the bebop, and his band was also kind of a party band. They were kind of a bunch of wild guys known for some bad behavior. But so the recording legacy is fairly small because Charlie left the business, but some of it's just amazing. I'd like to say hello to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, St. Paul, Minnesota, and Chicago, Illinois. It's highly gratifying to see you folks tuned in. I appreciate it. And we're going to jump all the way from the 1930s to the 1970s right now. And this is Redbone again. And this is Come and Get Your Love. All right. Hang tight. Hang tight with me here for a second. That machine's going to give me trouble. This one isn't. We'll be right back. Let me tell you a little bit of a story. Today, I had to go to the UPS store because upon receipt of a new dock for my three-week-old iPod Touch, I discovered that my iPod Touch has a manufacturer's defect. It has an internally crooked docking port. Well, they have a great procedure with AppleCare. You call them up, you arrange the repair, and then you just go drop it off at the Apple store. You don't even have to box it up. They take care of that. When they fix it, they send it back to you. But I was stuck there waiting quite a while for my turn at the counter. There was a woman up there having a print job cut into business cards, and it was taking quite a long time because the young man behind the counter was there by himself. And the woman waiting had a small white dog with her, and the dog was trying to get my attention, and what finally succeeded in getting my attention was turning in that direction and noticing this very small white dog taking a very large brown dump on the UPS store carpet. So I'm watching and appreciating the magnificence of this dog's output, and then I retreat to a far corner of the store to continue waiting for my turn, curious to see how the woman, once she notices what has happened, is going to respond to this occurrence. And sure enough, she glances, she sees what's going on, and she goes back to filling out paperwork at the counter. And as she completes her business, she gives her little dog a tug on the leash, and the two of them exit the store without the woman ever overtly acknowledging the pile that the canine has left behind. And as I approached the counter to take my turn, and the young man asked me how he can help me, and I said, well, I'd like to help you to make sure that you know there's a large pile of crap over here on your carpet. And he said, no, really? And I said, yeah. And I told him that the woman knew it, and I was watching to see if she was going to ask for a plastic bag or anything, and she didn't. She just left. But, you know, I'm pretty sure that because she filled out paperwork, the folks at the UPS store know what customer that is, and her name's going into a brown file, and I think the customer service she can expect to get from the rest of the staff there is limited, to say the least. The young man was grateful that I brought it to his attention before anybody did a slow skid in that spot. That was my good deed for the day. And this is Mike Finnegan and Jerry Wood telling me that maybe I should tend to my own business.
Some people talk so much, ought to be called la-di-da-di. The reason why I'm saying these words, to talk about everything. People.
Well, you can hear those audible dropouts plaguing what's an otherwise excellent track on the left-hand computer here. So that's the last we're going to hear of that machine tonight. And I will not troubleshoot that technical difficulty during your enjoyment of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. That'll wait till tomorrow. So we're going to do the rest of the show out of the other device over here. And I know that you're going to appreciate that. I was listening to something and it made me think of something. And what it was I was listening to some old big band music, as I am wont to do, and I heard a very familiar melody. And before I get to that, let's get to this. This is a song that went to number one in 1953 by Tony Bennett. And this is his version of Stranger in Paradise. And I'll explain why I'm playing that in a moment.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise for mortals who stand beside an angel like you. I saw your face and I ascended out of the commonplace into the rare, somewhere in space I hang suspended until I know there's a chance that you care. Won't you answer this fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise? Don't send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for, but open your angel's arms to the stranger in paradise and tell him that he need be a stranger no more.
You know, I think my dad needs to go on a game show, because he knows a lot of things and he anticipates me. The reason I'm playing that song, Stranger in Paradise, is that song is taken from the musical Kismet. And in fact, all of the music, all of the songs from the Broadway show Kismet, were the melodies for them were sourced from the same place, Borodin's Polovitsyan Dances. I wonder if Dad knew that all of the songs in Kismet are from Borodin's Polovitsyan Dances. Well, as I was growing up as a small child in Chicago watching local television, there was a commercial on TV I must have seen 500, 600, 700 times. And it featured an actor whose name I don't know. If somebody wants to Google this for me, that'd be great. He's the guy who replaced Sebastian Cabot on the TV series Family Affair. And I'm sure he was in many, many other things. He played a British butler, as well as any British butler playing actor could. And he was the spokesperson on this commercial that explained to viewers that many popular songs take their melodies from orchestral, symphonic, classical music, and I guess there's a big market for classical music that's not challenging because you already know the melodies from pop songs. And he explained that Stranger in Paradise comes from Borodin's Polonitsyn Dances, number 9. I can visualize this commercial as though it were airing in front of me right now. Well, yesterday I was listening to some of my moldy oldie radio, and I heard a song that I had never heard before. And tell me if you recognize the melody in this song from 13 years earlier, 1940. This is Jack Teagarden and his orchestra, and this is a song called Night on the Shalimar. For any of you that are legally inclined, I calm down, because the Polovitsyn Dances were written in 1890, which means they were in the public domain, and there as many people that want to steal that melody as would like to may do so. And yeah, if you recognized one being the same melody as the other, pat yourself on the back. You've got ears. And this is Manu Dibango with the very first version, the original version of Sol Makossa. He wrote it, so I guess he knows it.
Makossa. Mama ku, mama sa, mako makossa. Mama ku, mama sa, mako makossa. Mama ku, mama sa, mako makossa. Mama ku, mama sa, mama makossa. Sumanya
Four and a half minutes of Sol Makossa, and not one of you dropped out of the listening queue. I appreciate that. I was a little nervous about 4.5 minutes of Afro pop from the early I think it might be the late 1960s, actually, come to think of it. Good for you. I appreciate that. I'd like to thank my lifeline, the Rapster, for bailing me out there. I got a piece of email during the broadcast from up there north in the land of 10,000 lakes, reminding me that Giles French, the character that Sebastian Cabot played on Family Affair, when he left the show, he was replaced by an actor playing his brother Niles, and that actor was John Williams. And that was John Williams, and I wonder if the Rapster remembers that television commercial with John Williams flogging pop hits, hearkening back to classical music, or vice versa. I've got another thank you for a member of my fraternity of Cubs fan. It was pointed out to me by a fellow that shall just be known as Biggs, that today is, or would have been, the 67th birthday of the great George Harrison of the Beatles. He resembles George Harrison of the Beatles. And that reminds me, I'm going to play you something here in a little bit. Do you know that in the 1970s, when Ringo Starr was making hit records, that a lot of the hit records that Ringo was having were written for him by George? George was a good friend, and George helped Ringo out. And one of Ringo's first singles was, in fact, written by George. And for George's birthday, we're going to play George's demo of what would become Ringo's first chart single, I believe, It Don't Come Easy. Enjoy this.
Yeah.
this certainly is a red letter day for Hinky Dinky Time Radio, and I would like to take the opportunity to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. I have both Rapster and Butcher tuned in and listening at the same time, and that gives me a truly warm feeling rising up from my gorge. Hand to God, this is the absolute truth. When I made that little very subtle and very oblique reference to resembles George Harrison of the Beatles, I hadn't thought of playing this, but this record was actually sitting here by my right arm on my turntable. And I wasn't going to play any vinyl tonight, but I'm going to. This is from the original Broadway cast recording of Hair, which I understand is enjoying a revival right now that's being very well received. I happen to think that a lot of the material from that show is very dated and trite, but there are some really, really great songs that are from that song. I mean, just really terrific bits of writing. And this song, we're going to flip the old switch right now, and I want you to enjoy with me from the original cast recording of Hair, Frank Mills.
I met a boy called Frank Mills on September 12th right here in front of the Waverly. But unfortunately, I lost his address. He was last seen with his friend, a drummer he resembles George Harrison of the Beatles, but he wears his hair tied in a small bow at the back. I love him, but it embarrasses me to walk down the street with him. He lives in Brooklyn somewhere and wears this white crash helmet. He has gold chains on his leather jacket, and on the back are written the names Mary and Mom and Hell's Angels. I would gratefully appreciate it if you see him, tell him I'm in the park with my girlfriend, and please tell him Angela and I don't want the two.
I really think that that's choice. I really do. And I just, it's serendipity. It was right there on the turntable. All I had to do was cue that track, and that made me smile. Hang on a second, will ya?
There's a hungry kind of feeling, oh! And every day it grows. You know there's so much more to you than anybody knows.
In the Army, we do more before 9 a.m. than most people do all day.
Hey, First Sergeant. Good morning. 'Cause we need you in the
Army. Okay, there was a reason behind that. The guy that was singing the first part of that Army commercial before the voiceover guy came on is a fellow named Jake Holmes. And Jake Holmes wrote and or sang a lot of very commercial, very familiar commercials, and he, in fact, among other things, he wrote this. Indulge me for a moment, will you?
I drink Dr. Pepper and I'm proud. I used to be alone in a crowd, but now you look around these days, there seems to be a Dr. Pepper craze. I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper, wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, if you drink Dr. Pepper, you're a pepper too. peppers are an interesting breed. An original taste is what we need. Ask any pepper and he'll say,
only Dr. Pepper tastes that way.
I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper.
We're a pepper, wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper. We're a pepper, wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? Be a pepper, drink Dr. Pepper.
Come on.
Be a pepper, drink Dr. Pepper.
All right.
Be a pepper, drink Dr. Pepper.
Okay, well, before I move on and explain why I'm playing the Jake Holmes compositions and vocals right now, I'll point out that the guy who was singing the Dr. Pepper commercial and appeared in it, the goofus in the unbuttoned vest, was an actor named David Naughton. And I will spare you the hit single by David Naughton that was actually the theme music to his late 70s situation comedy, and just say that David Naughton is also the actor that played the title role in the original version of An American Werewolf in London. So you'll probably put that together and know exactly who I'm talking about. Okay, back to why I'm playing Jake Holmes. I stumbled across a Frank Sinatra album that I had never heard before. It was an album that sank into obscurity. It was released in 1968. It was a concept album, and it's absolutely brilliant. It just did not plug into the marketplace at the time it was released in any way, shape, or form. It's an album called Watertown, and it's a song cycle about a man dealing with being home with the kids because his wife has left him, and he doesn't really even know why. She's just gone. And I had to find out more about this record, and found out that the entire album, all of these lyrics, were written by the same guy who wrote that Dr. Pepper commercial and that Army commercial, and actually wrote all of the lyrics for a Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons concept album called Real Imitation Life Gazette, which I haven't been able to find. But I did want to play a song for you by Frank Sinatra from the Watertown record. And after we listen to this, I'm going to tell you something else I find kind of amazing about Jake Holmes. Just a moment.
You always looked a little out of place, all grown up with freckles on your face. We'd spend each night with company, just you, the teddy bear, the dolls, and me. What a funny girl you used to be. You always had a thousand things to do. Getting all involved in something new. Always some new recipe. The kitchen always looked like World War III. What a funny girl you used to be. It was so good with you around. You always found a smile where smiles could not be found. I never, ever met a person more sincere. You'd always listen with an open ear. You'd fall for lines so easily, whatever they were selling, you'd buy three. What a funny girl you used to be.
what a funny girl you used to be. What a funny girl you used to be.
Pretty nice, huh? You guys are great. You're letting me talk a lot tonight. I'm not always feeling like I want to chit-chat a lot, but tonight I do, and you're letting me. So back to Jake Holmes, all right? In 1967, Jake Holmes is a budding singer-songwriter working out of Greenwich Village. He's just released his first album, and in fact, he released a bunch of records on Capitol. And this is before he's ever written a single commercial. He's a young kid. And he's booked as an opening act for the Yardbirds playing in New York City. And at this time, the lead guitar player in the Yardbirds is Jimmy Page, later of Led Zeppelin. And so their paths crossed. So there's no real mystery here. You know, you know this song. I'm just going to start it, and I'm going to play a little bit, and then we'll get back to the story.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bought.
Okay, so you know that song, right? Dazed and Confused, Led Zeppelin. Credited to Led Zeppelin. Well, guess what? Jake Holmes wrote it, and Jimmy Page stole it, and Jake was so low-key about it, he never cared. He was asked if he wanted to sue them, and he didn't. So here's Jake Holmes with the original before Led Zeppelin did admittedly rework it a bit. This is Dazed and Confused, as written and sung by the guy we've been talking about for the last 10 minutes, Jake Holmes.
As to where I am at, feel like a mouse and you act like a cat. I'm dazed and confused, hanging on by a thread. I'm being abused, I'd be better off dead, and I can't stand this tease and I'm starting to crack. You're out to get me, you're on the right track.
On a coconut island, I'd like to be a castaway with you. On a coconut island, there wouldn't be so very much to do. I would linger a while and just gaze into your lovely eyes of blue. Then I'd walk for a mile and come running back to be with you. There, the waves would make a pair of willing slaves of you and me forever. And for days and days and days we'd never gaze out where the ships go sailing by. On a coconut island, I'd like to be a castaway with you. On a coconut island, where we could make our dreams come true.
On a coconut island, I'd like to be a castaway with you. Ooh. On a coconut island,
there wouldn't be so very much to do. Ooh, I would linger a while and just gaze into your lovely eyes of blue. Then I'd walk for a mile and come running back to be with you. Then the waves would make a pair of willing slaves of you and me forever. And we'd laze for days and days and never gaze out where the ships go sailing by. On that coconut island, I'd like to be a castaway with you. Just to bask in your smile and to realize my dreams come true. Slaves of you and me forever. And for days and days and days we'd never gaze out where the ships go sailing by. On Coconut Island, I'd like to be a castaway with you. Coconut Island, baby, we could make our dream come true, baby.
You know, I'll bet some of you didn't know that you were just there listening to Louis Armstrong, recorded back before Louis Armstrong singing was like an impression of somebody doing Louis Armstrong. That's On a Coconut Island with Andy Iona and Andy's Hawaiian band. And that originally had been a hit for Andy before he re-recorded it with Louis. We're getting ready to wind things up on this episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, and I think we're going to wind things down with another birthday tribute to Mr. George Harrison. This is one of my favorite songs that he recorded with the Beatles. This is If I Needed Someone.
Thank you.
Well, I gotta say, I done had me a real good time tonight. I hope you did too. Let's just plan to meet back here next Thursday. For those of you that tuned in late, there is a rebroadcast coming right up.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?